That's from The Music of the Messiah. And I wanted to tell you just a little bit about the man that wrote Messiah. I have his picture here, and it's kind of a tiny one. So can you see him there? Does he look like a modern guy or an old-timey guy? Old-time guy, yeah. And this is the same poster is on the out in the lobby, too, with a little bit bigger picture. His name is George Frederick Handel. And he was born about 330 years ago in 1685. And he died when he was 74 years old. But for almost his whole life, from the time he was grown up, he wrote music. And he wrote, I'll tell you how many he wrote. Here, I looked this up. I got modern and I Googled it. So I got this information for you. He wrote 16 organ concertos, 42 operas, 29 oratorios, 120 cantatas, trios, duets, plus many, many, many more songs. And he was born in Germany, and then he grew up there, and his dad wanted him to study civil law, but he was so good at music that he finally said, I just can't do anything except music. That's my calling and my talent. And so over his life, he moved from Germany, and he lived in Italy for a while, and he ended up living in London, England. And that's where he lived when he wrote The Messiah. And The Messiah is just actually his most famous work. And if you come tomorrow afternoon, you can hear pretty much all of it. It's written, he wrote it in, only took him 24 days to write the whole thing. And I want to show you my copy of his music. And I've had this little book right here, I hate to say it, but over 50 years, this same piece of music. But he wrote it about 265 years ago. And one of the fun things that's in my music right here is a copy of the music that he actually wrote. Who can read cursive? Who can read cursive? Come read, see if you can read what he wrote on this music. Come on. You can come up here. See if you can read these words right there.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth.
Very good. Doesn't that look interesting? He wrote it in English, and that's what we're going to sing it in, even though he started out talking in German in his original country. And this is a picture of his actual music for the Messiah. Now, where do you think he got these words that he put in here? I mean, I'm going to read you some of them. Tell me where you think they came from. Got to find the right page here. Here's what some of his words are. There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Where do you get those words? You've heard them, haven't you? How about out of the Bible? Right out of the Bible of his day, he got all the words that he put in this music. Now you can tell this is a pretty thick music, so to sing all of these songs in here would takes a little while, longer than church even. But it's really a famous music, and it's, to me, majestic and powerful and inspiring. And he named it Messiah, and he used these words from the Bible because it tells a story of Messiah. Now who's Messiah? Whose birthday's coming up this month that we're going to celebrate? Jesus, yeah. Jesus is our Messiah, isn't he? And so when I hear this music, that reminds me that Jesus came. He was born as a little baby. He lived his life in his work in Jerusalem, and he died on the cross for us, didn't he? And that whole story is told in George Frideric Handel's oratorio, Messiah. So let's have a little prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming to be our Messiah. We love you, and help us to share that love with all those around us. For your sake, we pray. Amen.